from this overlook, you can see Kentucky's two largest mammals, elk and the bison, what many people call buffalo. Female bison can weigh in the neighborhood of 1,200 pounds, and a mature bull can weigh close to 2,000 pounds.
Most buffalo today are found on private preserves or ranches. And because of that, the relationship between buffalo and ranch dressing has a history to it.
Have a seat wherever you want, guys.
The 50 hot, please.
The 911.
Jamie Cook.
Adam Baum.
Is a watchable wildlife biologist.
The 4 Alarm.
Here at Salado.
My favorite is the Jamaican Jerk.
Who is ready for a snack?
Bison are best in hot sauce.
Seriously.
What would Wild Wing Wednesday be without the buffalo wing?
We may use buffalo and bison interchangeably, but never on a menu and never in a science book.
The proper name for the American Plains buffalo is actually bison.
And who would eat a bison wing?
Current estimates are there are around 18,000 bison on public lands nationwide. Our small herd here at Salado is included in that.
Bison today no longer roam as freely.
When early European settlers came to the New World, the only thing that they'd encountered in their expeditions that was similar to a bison was the water buffalo, and so the name stuck.
Like the game of soccer, this animal is revered throughout Europe.
Some of their names are Peacheek, and Moose Touche, or Bouff Savage, and Le Bouff, I think, is one of the neatest French names for it. A lot of different names out there from different groups. Early settlers, people like Simon Kitten and Daniel Boone, wrote in diaries and journals that buffalo actually do have wings.
You need more napkins here?
Just so many bison that it was hard to count. You can imagine that if a herd of these animals decided to migrate for food and water.
Any more to drink?
The path that they would leave in its place. There are plenty of places in Kentucky that are named after these path routes. Stamping Ground in Scott County. Here in Frankfort, Buffalo Trace Distillery is on a site where bison used to cross the Kentucky River. Many of our highways in Kentucky are actually built on top of the old buffalo traces. So that gives you an idea just how far they'll travel.
Buffalo are associated with two types of movement. They like to roam.
Oh, sauce is hot.
Hot, hot, hot. And they like to stampede.
Whether they're bone-in or boneless, breaded or not, bison can reach speeds of up to 35 miles an hour, which is fast as a white-tailed deer in some cases.
From buffalo nickels to bison tenniels, this creature is a part of our life and language.
Anybody need more wings?
Think about what the bison have contributed to our society.
Huh.
We can start with the Native Americans.
Tastes like chicken.
And how they used all parts of the bison for tools, for food and clothing. They created easier paths for travel. One of the most valuable contributions, my favorite, is the buffalo wing.
If buffalo really do bear wings.
Oh, I got some hot sauce on my shirt.
Or just lend their name to a city where the recipe was first served.
Hand me that napkin, please.
We may never know. But one thing we have learned at the Department of Fish and Wildlife is that research...
Anybody here still hungry?
...is best done on a full stomach.